这个观点上做出的这些计划都是下的现在经常是有一些关系的。而且从现在你这里说的这个话那这个是一定的。你是这个的吗？然后是现在说的话我是这个的吗？I don't care if you've got a background at school. I don't care if you've stuffed up every single guy in front of the guy you see right there. I don't care if you're facing things and if people have said things and your reputation. I don't care right here, right now. You can make a decision. You're bigger than that. I let others walk all over me even as an adult. Because I'm taught that's what I deserve. But I'm bigger than that. It took a long time.Before I realized this is now my life, and I could choose what to do with it. This is I'm bigger than this. Come on, tell yourself, I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than that. This is your life. Tell yourself, I'm bigger than that. You are bigger than that because you're full of God. You are His child. You are inheriting all of His blessings. The Bible talks about how we're adopted into the family of God. An adopted child has the full birthright of blood.The full birthright. We're not an accidental expression of God. We're deliberately planned. We planned every day of our life. In Jeremiah, it says that He planned us before we were even in our parents' eyes. He formed you up. You're bigger than that. My past is not my future. Neither is yours. I've decided I'm bigger than that. And you can't see it. Psalm 139. The Bible says in the New Living Version, He saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out for me. Now, if God, your God is the same God as my God is, and I believe He is, that's why He's the same God as my God. If your God is God knows how, then you believe He doesn't know.Right? He's God or He's not. God doesn't make mistakes. So if He doesn't make mistakes, then He made you. You're not a mistake. You're not an accident. He didn't surprise you. He didn't go, oh, I didn't mean that one. Before you were all of us, you were all of us. No matter what happened in your lifeYou are. You have it. You're bigger than me. Service Corps. This is Furniture. Lord, Mr. Shaw, after a quarter, if you could live your life over and be anybody you'd like, or any person from history, who would you be? Shaw replied, I would choose to be the man George Bernard Shaw. I choose to be the man who could have been, but never was. Friends, I believe you've got an opportunity to choose to be the person you could have been and haven't been yet right now. You don't have to wait till the day you die. You don't have to look back on your life as you're nearing old age, as you're nearing death and think, I wish. You can actually say,Who, God, am I meant to be? What did you design me for? And you can actually see that long track. It's short. Why? Because you're bigger. You're bigger than that. You deserve more than that. You're a child of the Most High. You're royal. You're the most royal, precious blood ever, ever known. You're bigger than that. Come on, you're bigger than that.Let it get around you. Let the truth of God get around your heart. Next slide, please. This woman isn't that much to read. Now, this woman has a pretty good life. But most of us know she's just a really good thing from India. She's connected to stuff, but she did so much. Have a listen. Another screamer. Agnes is a name I can't pronounce. I pray that I can't pronounce it. She was capital in 1910. She was the youngest of two families of Albania. So I pray that her mother's life is changed. All praise for who she is, the sentence of young girls and
boys.
Young girls really didn't have much nature changing capability. She was fascinated by theories of the life of mission. By the age of 12, she convinced she was religious. She left home at 18 to join the church of the Red Army as a missionary. So she left everything. She left every familiarity. She even left Initially, she went to Ireland to learn English, so she changed her language. And she did that because that was the language used to teach children in India in school. She arrived in India in 1929, and she survived out in 1929 while serving as a teacher. She really loved it. She impressed her sister like how cool everyone was. In 1914, she experienced what she later described as a torture school. She said, I was sleeping upon the fourth floor while the school was in order. She failed to break down. So she began the missionary work school in 1938, replacing the original Loretto pattern with a simple white option. She adopted Indian citizenship when she had. Initially, she started a school in nursing school. Then she started sending to the next school. She received permission from the master in 1950 and started congregating the religious school. The permission of the charity was carried into her room. The naked, the homeless people, the blind, the lepers, all those people who belonged to the people that have become a burden to the society and a chance to
wait on
the young people. She took over for God and a new temple and she converted it to a
where
she was in 1952, she opened the church of the church. She converted an abandoned Hindu temple.
Yeah.
See, Mother Teresa looked at the four gods of her life. She decided to obey God. She decided to trust him. She decided to I'm bigger than my mother. I'm bigger than my mother. I'm bigger than my mother. She thought about it until she got finished. She didn't just walk away. She didn't walk away and run it anywhere. But she decided to stay undercover and she thought she could. If a little old lady, or a little young lady, she wasn't on a very short but the Albanian village, his father had died. She lived a really hard life. She didn't leave her home and her family to follow the call of God. What can you do? We are so blessed. Look at your home. You've probably lost your house. You don't have a car, you've got a bike or something. You've got clothes on your back, you've got food in your tummy, you've got a home, you've got a family. You've got people who love you. No matter what that has cost. Look bigger than that. You have the potential to do something about anything. You're bigger. Come on, what can you do? What could you do? What could you do if you just opened it? The technology is what I'll be able to do. A bit of a scary thing to do. I'll tell you what. Jeremiah 1, 5 says, before I shaped you, before you saw the light of day, I had always planned to be a prophet to the nation, but actually I had to be. The next thing is, you can be bigger than your village. Now, a lot of people, in faith and community, and they trust in their ability rather than God's ability. I've seen people do the most amazing things in God that they never believed they could do. I'm not. General Mark Clark was one of the great heroes of World War II. He led the German invasion of Church instead, was the most daring amphibious operation for England had ever been on a small scale. At the time, the fastest one was not an auspicious beginning. You know what? He said, I am not. And I assure you. And somehow, along the way, he believed that. And he led such as no one had ever done. He was courageous, he was bold, he was out of the box. He could be believed. I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than my ability. Next slide. Even if you've never walked in beauty, don't worry. You're in good time. This is how you stand. You know, he had 2 years before. Who knows, there's no business like no business. I'm in Berlin right now. Who knows Alexander Graham Bond? He wrote that too. Who tried? He wrote that. What will I do? Putting on the wrist. The whole floor of Adam Tetnikar. Adam, you can do, I can do better. He wrote so many things. He was one of the most prolific. One of the most prolific. Composers. He won Academy Awards. But he put on mine. And yes, he was. You see, I'm in Berlin. He cried, I'm bigger than my education. I'm bigger than my lack of ability to actually drive. I've got a gift, and I'm going to use this gift any way. If you claim bigger than his ability, he'll be doing work as artists. He'll be doing his gift, passing from someone else's gift, and allow him to do it. And he really did change the way he does it. If you look in the Bible, David is bigger than Goliath. No one else, bigger than Goliath that day. But David looked up and said, that's what he did. And he decided, I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than cowering behind and pretending to wear the army of the Most High Lord. I'm bigger than that. Paul was bigger than his religious fervor. So bigger than his standing. And his circumstance every time something bad came about, he goes up because he decided, I'm called by God and I'm bigger than him. Moses was bigger than his abandonment, but then he just said, they just put me up, God is right, let him die. But he became someone who let Israel out into the very world. He decided, I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than a church. I'm bigger than every that I did my life. Mary, Jesus' mother, she was bigger than her sister. Everybody knows that someone who's single can't have a baby or something like that. But Mary believed what? Mary believed in great little attention. And she decided that even though she only cost her, I'm bigger than that. Joseph, and his end is greater than his beginning. Noah was bigger than anyone else on earth, and as a result, he saved his family and took every animal. He built an ark that comes to the ark. Why? Because his son is all God. Matthew was bigger than his love and money. Jesus was bigger than sickness, sin, and death. You're bigger than your lack of education. You're bigger than all the education you've had. You're bigger than every person that is faithful and bad. You're bigger than your history. You're bigger than your family. You're bigger than. What would happen in the church if you could really, really let wrap around? If we really started living like we're bigger than that, like we're the people that are called by God to be in this place, in this time, to make a difference in our community. See, we're bigger than that. We're not bigger than our past or our own place. We're not bigger than the sum of our experience, just so we can have a great life. God wants us to have a great life. But then you can't always see what's before you, but you can always make choices that will get you to where you want to go. Then you can find out. No matter what disappointment you come from, you can decide to say, I'm bigger than that. No matter what failures, things have led you to sitting here right here. You can try. So neither the announcement was broken at the end. All of them needed others to be changed. As things in my life are not going to be there, that's the apartment. As members of the Love Church, we want to believe bigger, dream bigger, we're called to be bigger as part of changing the world in Christ. We're called to be bigger than our first preference and vision. We're called to be bigger than our if we pray for what you gave the church, if you can live your life over to anything you can do to build the kingdom of the kingdom of God, right here, right now, what would you choose? Would you choose to help to build the church, the true thing, the true thing that you want? Let's not get farther than you can have to do that. Let's just not to do it. Fall God and you just receive the victory. Shine the light of Jesus. Let's start that. Let's start letting the intimidation get us stop us. We're called to be bigger than we are. This is what God has called us to do. We're called to be loved. We're called to serve our community. We're called not just to survive, but to thrive. We're called to be the answer to the lost world. Remember, each time we're tempted to miss in the past, it's more to allow limitations to help you from serving God. You're bigger than It's full of God on your life, and He wants you to rise and live. He wants you serving Him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit. And it's too late now for what He's calling you to do. With His holy word. He says, I wonder why you're going to be there. Father God, I just thank you for everything that destiny that you will have in all our lives. You called it to be bigger than that. Lord, you're calling them now to rise up, you're calling them now to stand up and take their place. To stand up and become an army of God. You will change to them to be. Lord, I have authority over this chat and this change form that will try to hold people back. I need security. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break that chain over people's lives right now. And I ask Holy Spirit that you will just pour out your vision for a greater future. We'll pour out anointing to break every bondage, to break every heart, all to the Holy Spirit. So I want you to be in your heart to say, Jesus, I'm yours, I will do it, and then. They believe in the miracle, they believe in to move upon them, to change their lives, to transform their hearts. Holy Spirit, open their minds to see what they have to do. Open their eyes to see the form of God. Open their eyes to see the harvest that awaits the people, the souls, the Lord, that you have them bring into the kingdom. Open their eyes to see. Thank you.